Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Happy Monday. One way or another, we'll get through it. Even if you don't like to get up early, you people that are early risers every day can relate. It's just part of the mechanics of a Monday. Everybody's up and around, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom without Laura. She's taking a long weekend. That's okay. I did that a couple weeks ago when my daughter got engaged. My first of three daughters to finally head down the aisle. This past weekend, was spent like in the early stages of planning that extravaganza. So I really am convinced, and I have talked to Laura about this before, so her missing this morning, I'm not revealing anything she doesn't know, but I've often thought of myself as the dad in Steel Magnolias. When Julia Roberts gets married in the garden, in the yard, what have you, and Sally Field is like the take charge mom, and the dad, and I forget what the actor's name is, but he's in a lot of movies, and he's always like a supporting actor, and that's exactly what he was, not only in that movie, but in his own daughter's wedding in the movie. He just kind of stood there by the bushes and kind of watched it all happen. I kind of feel like that will be me in the upcoming year or two or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how long this process will be. Remember when weddings used to take a long time? People would get engaged and then they'd say, yeah, we're engaged. Oh, wait, did you set a date? Oh, not yet. And then they'd set a date and it would be like 2.5, 3 years away. And you'd be like, whoa. You know, because old school, you try to get it done in a year. You know what I mean? Then it was a little bit more than a year because of maybe the venue or whatever. And then it was like a lot longer for some odd reason. Now we have people just deciding, let's just get married on the front porch because of this COVID thing. We'll only invite 4 people and we'll get it done. So how it's going to work in my personal life now, I don't know. All I know is I'll be the proud papa. I might be wearing a tuxedo or maybe just a bathing suit and flip-flops, depending again on the venue. And I will do what I am told to do. I will be the dad in Steel Magnolias. Over the weekend, a couple was supposed to get married in Brooklyn, and 10,000 people were invited. Well, the cops in New York City found out. They broke it up. They said it ain't going to happen. And even Governor Andrew Cuomo jumped in on it to say, hey, look, this wasn't a good idea.
You can't have a wedding now with thousands of people. There is no safe way to do that. We know that.
I couldn't go to church. I couldn't go to synagogue. I couldn't go to work.
Those protests, I get. I also get, I wanted to have a big wedding. My suggestion, have a small wedding this year. Next year, have a big wedding. Invite me. I'd come.
There it is. You know, you may have made a serious planning error when the governor, you know, has to break it up. And then he says, hey, go ahead and invite me. Put on your roller skates, grab an ocean spray, and head out onto the streets where you live. You could become famous, too. We like to do updates on this guy, Nathan, whatever his last name is. I don't know, this guy that has gone viral, roller skating, listening to Fleetwood Mac, and drinking an Ocean Spray. Well, Ocean Spray, cranberry juice, not only loves the idea, but Fleetwood Mac loves it. Mick Fleetwood now has contact with this guy. They're like buddies on social media. Stevie Nicks did a TikTok of her singing Dreams with her record player. You know, like singing along like you and I do at home, only Stevie was singing along to herself. And now, the album Rumors has exploded again because of a viral video of a guy roller skating, drinking cranberry juice, and singing Fleetwood Mac. Last week alone, Billboard announced 33,000 copies, although most of that was actual streaming, 33,000 copies because of a viral video. I think I'm going to do some viral video with some of my old garage band stuff from when I was in college. One calorie. Oh my goodness. It's beautiful. The new taste of Tab. Until they found out it could kill you. Then they discontinued it. Or did they? Maybe they just changed the artificial sweeteners. At any rate, do you remember Coca-Cola's Tab? I drank one every day in cafeteria when I was in high school until I found out it was a bad idea. And so I switched to Diet Pepsi. And they ended up changing that formula as well. It, like Diet Soda, like back in the 70s, we thought it was, what did they just sing in that jingle? Beautiful. But it was a very scary thing because artificial sweeteners were also causing cancer. Little history lesson for you here with Tom and Laura in the morning. Could you kill the lights there and hit the projector? Thanks. Happy Monday, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. A big sports weekend. Even if you're not a sports fan, sometimes sports becomes news when it comes to Americana. We know who will be playing in the COVID edition of the World Series this year.
And on the first pitch in the air, right field, that is playable.
Tampa Bay.
Coming in, Margot, and that's it. The Tampa
beat the Houston Astros earlier this weekend. So Tampa Bay will represent the American League. And then last night in baseball, the Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves.
The Dodgers come from behind in the series. They come from behind in Game 7, and they win the National League pennant.
They were down 3-0 in the best of 7, by the way. That's huge. So it will be the Dodgers in Tampa Bay if you're still watching baseball, if your local favorite team was eliminated, like the Phillies or whatever. Maybe that's not of interest. Rob Center's got the sports coming up. He'll talk about the Eagles losing and the Steelers winning again. That's exciting. But for some reason, yesterday, the most exciting moment in the NFL was Gronkowski catching a touchdown.
He lofts it. Gronkowski.
Fourth and two.
He's got it for the touchdown. And these two.
Rob Gronkowski is back in football after a year retirement, and he's back with his boyfriend, Tom Brady, and they are no longer Patriots. They're Buccaneers. And Gronkowski scored a touchdown. Was bigger news than the Buccaneers beating the undefeated Packers. I understand spin doctors, but I don't really understand.
Alicia Keys, no one, no one, no one.
You know what? No one makes sense anymore. I don't know if it's this election year or this pandemic or what, but I have totally stopped with social media. I can't stand it anymore. People just post things, you know, that don't make any sense. They're based on opinion and not fact. And then if you say fact check, they get all mad at you. If you say fake news, they get all mad at you. What's the new one I learned yesterday morning on CBS Sunday Morning? The new one is hack and load. That's what the Russians are doing to us. And we're so stupid, we don't realize it. We think the Russians are like going to rig the numbers in the election. No, they're not rigging the election. They're loading it with propaganda under a fake name like, hey, Bob from Texas sent me this. Well, first of all, you don't have any friend named Bob in Texas. And second of all, there is no Bob in Texas. His name is Vladimir, and he's in Moscow, and he's hacking into Facebook. And Facebook is trying to fix it, but they don't want to admit they have a problem. So instead, you read that stupid piece of information, and you send it. You share it with all your friends. and we're like, what?
Well, you know what I read?
I read that somebody found a laptop and it belonged to Biden's kid. Or you know what I read? I read Trump is doing this and that behind everybody's back. You know what I read?
Yeah, where did you read it, dude? Oh, you read it on Facebook from some guy named Bob in Texas. Well, it's now being called Hack and Load, and it's going on every day. And there's a special task force trying to stop it, but they can't. So don't believe what you read on social media, for God's sakes. And here's another one. I'm so sick and tired of election TV commercials. They're awful. They're taking clips of what some people said, and they're using them out of context. But you dumb people who watch these commercials go,
yeah, see that? See what Fauci said? Fauci said you don't need no mask, so I ain't gonna wear no mask.
Well, Dr. Fauci is livid over this because he's been misquoted, and his actual face and his voice has been misused to talk about different things. Fauci was on 60 Minutes last night, and he said, yeah, I'm furious. I can't do anything about it. Nobody seems to be listening to me, but when I said this or when I said that, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean that the way they put it in their commercials. So they asked him, they said, well, here's a question for you, simple as it may sound. Should we wear masks? Should we be wearing masks? And Dr. Fauci said, absolutely. We should be wearing them for a long, long time. So I was like, wear a mask. Dun, dun, dun. Wear a mask. What was that? Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast? I was like, I kind of like this idea.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks.
Yeah.
At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore. No, these mandates aren't malicious. All your theories are fictitious. Stop the lies, stop the fights. No one's taking away your rights. All this speculation makes me need a flask.
Yeah.
Come on and read some data. All you masturbators, wear a mask, wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
I just like the idea that mask rhymes with flask.
If the world was ending, you come over right.
When is a song a bad thing? When is music, I think, a criminal piece of evidence? When is rap music more like a rap sheet? Well, it's happened. A rapper has been arrested for unemployment fraud after bragging about it in his recording.
I get the swiping for EDD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. This is better than selling peas. I've been so red that I...
The rapper's name is Nuke Bizzle.
I got a shot at the Donald Trump. I get my swipe me alone, so I'm in New York.
I like this song. It sounds okay. Until he filed for $1.2 million in unemployment benefits using stolen identities, and he admitted it in the song. The song is called EDD, short for the government's Employment Development Department, EDD. So the song is called EDD for that agency. And inside the rap, Nuke Bizzle admits that he stole $1.2 million already from the government. Not a good move, Nuke Bizzle. I think the IRS has a rap of their own right now.
Hey, Nuke Bizzle, you're in a real mess. Cause in your song, we heard you confess. You might think you were trying to impress, but now you're busted by the IRS.
Yeah, word!
Word?
Good stuff, IRS.
Here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Good morning, everybody. This is Movie Mike with your entertainment news for today. AMC is making a bet. Some people are tired of watching movies on their couch. The nation's largest cinema chain is now offering to let customers rent out entire theaters for as low as $99. The private movie showing program, as it's been dubbed, allows up to 20 people to have a theater to themselves for a few hours. Customers can pick from a list of 34 movies, which include older releases like Jurassic Park and new films like Christopher Nolan's Tenet. The older movies start at $99 and newer ones cost $149. Potential customers can sign up on AMC's website, where they'll be asked to pick a movie, date, and time. There was a headline floating around in social media announcing that Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell, had died in a prison riot at the age of 43. Well, that's fake news. For starters, Diamond isn't in prison. He did do a few months behind bars for pulling a knife during a bar fight, but that was 5 years ago. The story is from a satirical news website, and it says that during the prison riot, quote, an unknown man pulled out a shank and stuck it in Dustin's neck, severing the carotid artery and causing a dramatic loss of blood resulting in his death. It also said, quote, the family is asking for donations to help pay off strip clubs and bars Dustin owed money to. Diamond has not commented, and he's been flying under the radar recently, so it's unclear what he's up to, other than not being shanked in prison. And looking at the box office, the new Liam Neeson action movie Honest Thief opened in first place with $3.7 million. The War with Grandpa came in second with $2.7 million. Tenet was third with $1.6 million. The re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas came in fourth with $1.3 million. And the re-release of Hocus Pocus rounds out the top five with $756,000. Other new releases this weekend, Two Hearts, The Kid Detective, and Love and Monsters, all earned less than $600,000. Those are your entertainment stories for today. I'll see you again on Friday.
Thank you, Mike. Do you go crazy over QR codes? No, neither do I. I don't think anybody does, but I don't have Laura with me this morning because she's the one that's tech savvy on this morning show. She's the one who loves to do all that social media. I'm the old guy who just likes to tell stupid jokes, and I'm okay with that. I mean, I was reading an article today that said the baby born today, a baby born today will already be more tech savvy than its mom and dad by the time it's 10. I think right now your kids are around 12 or 13 before they're smarter than you as far as tech. But yeah, the baby born today smarter than their parents by the time they're 10. What will we be on by then? The iPhone 18 Pro or something? How do you work this, kid? Here, turn it on for your old man. Thank you. Anyway, back to the QR codes. I've never scanned a QR code. I have no interest in it. And some people think no one's scanning our QR code. So let's just do something silly with it and see if people complain. Well, it happened. It finally happened in the town of South Nyack, New York, on a hiking trail. There's a sign that talks about the history of beautiful South Nyack, New York. And there's a QR code so you could read more about our town. The sign hasn't changed in years. But if you scan the QR code, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around. Yeah, Rick Astley pops up. Singing Never Gonna Give You Up. Now, if you're familiar with Rick, he wasn't as big of a success as pop music thought he was going to be. But there is kind of a cult out there that loves him, and they call his music Rick Rolling. So there you go. A fake QR code that featured the Rickster. No, not Rick Springfield. Rick Astley. And Rick Rolling in a state park somewhere in New York. Now that's funny. Going back to the top of this break, where I said I'm just the old guy that loves stupid humor. There it is. The votes are in. They've all been counted. There's been no mudslinging, no advertising, no naughty naughties on social media. No poll sitters coming from somewhere else bust in with baseball bats and weapons ready to riot and loot. Heck no. It was our bracketology for Halloween candy. Tom and Laura's trick-or-treat candy championship. And you voted Reese's Peanut Butter Cup number one. Yes. Probably my favorite candy. And evidently yours too. As we started the bracketology last Monday, 94KX Facebook page, check it out. Some of the competition was tough from the get-go as we started with the Sweet 16. And we narrowed it down. Sweet 16 Milky Way easily beat candy corn. M&M's easily beat Snickers. But then M&M's beat Milky Way to advance. Wow. In a candy versus candy, no chocolate, Tootsie Roll beat Smarty. In a chocolate versus chocolate, Kit Kat beat Twix. You were a little upset. But Kit Kat moved on way deep. The right side of the bracket, Reese's beat Sour Patch Kids. That was predicted. In a candy versus candy, Twizzler, the old school candy, beat Skittles. This is your voting now. And a real tough chocolate versus candy, Three Musketeers eked by Starburst. And in the lower of the right bracket, it was Butterfinger all over Jolly Rancher. The next round saw, like we said, M&M's beating Milky Way, Kit Kat beating Tootsie Roll, Reese's easily beating Twizzler, and in a close one, Three Musketeers over Butterfinger. Now here's where it gets tough. M&M's versus Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Oh my, I was torn on that one. I took a real long time to decide. I know Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are my favorite. They've always been. But man, who doesn't love M&M's? And in the other side of the bracket, Kit Kat versus Three Musketeers? I'm going with Kit Kat. Well, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kat made it to the championship round. We gave you the whole weekend the vote. And you, the listeners, you, the candy eaters of Central PA, have chosen Reese's Peanut Butter Cups as the number one trick-or-treat candy. My kids are all grown and gone, but man, I miss those days of trick-or-treating. No, not me, my kids. And then they'd come home and they'd sort their candy out at the kitchen table. They were so excited. Daddy, daddy, look at this. Oh my goodness. Yeah, look at that. One kid would sort them out, candy versus chocolate. My other daughter would sort them out large to small, and the other daughter would sort them out her favorite to her least favorite. But one thing always happened the next day.
Dad!
Yeah, honey?
Where's my peanut butter cups?
Helping you out.
Helping out the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital. It's 94KX Painting the Valley Pink with virtual cooking men. Now, you know, 2020 has been weird with us. We've had to adapt. Maybe even your kids' trick-or-treating is messed up this year. Maybe it's, what are they calling it, reverse trick-or-treating? What? I mean, everything has changed. Dr. Fauci is now saying reconsider Thanksgiving and maybe even Christmas this year. I mean, still have it, but maybe a very small group. No hanging out at big parties. No hanging out at bars. Hundreds of you. Well, that's where our cooking men comes in. I mean, that was a big event year after year. Great venues we have visited. We were so looking forward to Rusty Rail this year and hundreds of people. All those chefs, all that food you're sampling, you're voting with your contributions. You know, shaking hands, kissing babies, hugging people. Well, you know, we can't do that this year. So it's gone virtual. Now, it's not going to be the same, but we can do this. We can do this. All you got to do is log on starting today. Log on to evanhospital.com/cookinmen. That's C-O-O-K-I-N, cooking, /cookinmen. And support your favorite chef. Vote for your favorite chef. As in contributions, and will still crown a number one chef. It just won't be in the party atmosphere. It'll be online. Perfectly safe. COVID safe, if you want to call it that. So we'll find out through all those donations who the top chef will be. Now, I have teamed up with Soupy Brothers again this year. And this is a great thing because Keith Good from Soupy Brothers, one of the brothers, and myself, we just chop up meat and then we give it to Laura and she makes the recipe. But then we claim fame for it. It's a tough thing, but we do it anyway. Okay, our very own Drew Kelly from the Valley now at 100.9. He's in on it. He's doing some kind of mac and cheese. I'm sure Dr. John Turner from Evan will do his best to come up with some killer recipe. You know, it's fun and it's a blast, but it's a little bit different this year. We could do this, okay? We could do this and still raise money because of where the money goes. And if I could be serious for just a minute, we know how bad healthcare insurance and not just healthcare in general in this country, it's a big platform in the election again. Well, imagine if you were a woman who needed a mammogram. You did a self-exam and you found a lump this morning. But you just kind of let it go because you couldn't afford a mammogram. And you know, you're either underinsured or uninsured. Imagine that. Your own health is on the line and you're letting it slide because you can't afford it. In America, man, that's just bad. But it's the truth. We're like the fattest, richest nation in the world, and we got people who can't afford insurance, and it's real. You know? The rich keep getting rich-er, and the poor keep getting poor-er. So imagine that. A woman can't get a mammogram or an ultrasound because her insurance doesn't cover it, or she doesn't even have it. Well, cooking men, that's where the money goes. And there are hundreds upon hundreds of women in Central PA who have medical treatment for breast health because of this event. So it's a fun event this year, virtual, because of the pandemic. But look at the money it raises and look where it goes. I can't stress it enough. But you can go to the website and check out the details. evanhospital.com/cookingmen. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura will be back tomorrow, I'm sure. Chad Evans is in today, though. I am positive of that. He's wearing his mask and standing in the doorway waiting to come in. We always like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Laura usually does it, but in her absence, I want to remind you again, if you weren't with us early this morning, that today is National Make a New Friend Day. Now, I don't know if that means on social media or just go out there and make a new friend. Maybe it's a guy that lives next door and all you see is his hat above the hedgerow and you never talk to him. Maybe make a new friend. But remember, there is a difference between a friend and a true friend. A true friend is someone who has your back no matter what. They watch out for you and ensure you are not in danger. They will never purposely lead you into making decisions that aren't good for you. That's important. And a true friend will always have your best interest at heart. Have a good day, everybody.